And of course, again, as I said, I'm your humble host and your fellow fanboy, doing best that I can to enlighten and entertain you with the Hero Smash Show. That's enough for now. Come back soon.
Meanwhile, back on Earth.
Yeah.
And back. Time you guys gonna get here? I've been waiting forever, man. Sitting in the arcade and I'm just like,
while back on Earth. How you doing, everybody? Chilling in my room. I'm just trying to get in the mood to do this venture. Some simple plan.
Dreamer. Storyteller.
I know most
dreamer.
Rapper. Hi. My name is Henry Shell. And this is the real life story behind Planet Shell, the Hero Smash Show, and the many, many other creative sides of me, which you are about to know.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game. Make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise. Rock the world, so when I'm out the game, they still remember my name.
Bleachy, I have to pretend that I don't know how the word is pronounced. Did you likey the likey? Because I likey you. Because the key thing is you want to create a scene. You want to be the object of attention, right? Because it's all about drawing crowds. And vomiting in public, anything. Screaming and crying randomly. Touching my hand through a plate glass window. It's about feeling in the moment.
So that's it. That's the kind of stuff I listen to. CBC Radio. That show is called Wiretap. This guy... Here, listen to some more.
Where is that coming from?
Out of concern for you.
Oh, really?
Out of concern for your abnormal behavior.
Uh-huh.
Don't you roll your eyes at me.
How do you know I'm rolling my eyes?
You're rolling your eyes at me. I can feel it.
Anyway,
can we just get back to the topic at hand? Why must you be peculiar 24 hours a day?
Well, you know, I'm just being me. That's all, you know?
Well, that hasn't worked out too well for you. Maybe it's time you start being someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Let's imagine you were a gopher. And you got hit by a lawnmower and it lopped off one of your gopher arms, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you walk around strutting your stuff like Mr. Pimp Gopher that, oh gee, I'm the one-armed gopher, everybody look at me.
I don't get
Why wouldn't you for a minute consider maybe you'd be better off if you had... Hey, stupid, put the phone back to your ear, I'm talking to you.
Wait a second, how did you know that I just moved the phone away?
Because I'm a sensitive young man and I can tell when I'm talking to someone who's holding the phone at an arm's length.
No, I don't know how you could tell, that's very strange.
You know, John, you underestimate me all the time. You underestimate my powers of perception.
No, Gregor, you are not...
Because I'm like a ninja on the phone, and I'm attuned to the subtle changes in your voice tone, and I can tell what you're up to, I can tell your body position, and I know when you're picking at that thing on your face, and you're...
Gregor, how do you know what I'm doing with my face? What are you, like, across the street, spying on me?
No, I'm not across the street, I'm just very perceptive.
Gregor, no one is that perceptive. You're creeping me out.
All right, you want to know how perceptive I am? I'll tell you how perceptive I am.
Check it out.
Do you remember when your smoke alarm went off about a year ago and I came and fixed your battery?
Yeah.
Well, I also installed a webcam in your smoke detector.
What are you talking about?
Look into the camera.
No, Gregor.
Smile. Wave to me, Johnny.
You do not see me.
Hey, wait, watch this. I'll zoom in. I can see your nose hairs need
you
some trimming.
You cannot, Gregor. That is ridiculous.
Anyway, the point is, you got to stop picking at your face.
What are you... How many fingers am I holding up right now?
You're giving me the thumbs up for some strange reason. It's actually not technically a finger, your thumb.
I want to do some commentary on this, but...
4, 3,
pretty good.
2, thumb again.
You're telling me that you've had a camera in my apartment?
Look, Johnny, get over it. A lot of people have cameras in their apartments.
See, Gregor, I can't believe that.
You gotta admit,
Johnny, it's the past. We're moving on.
This is kind of funny stuff, man.
I mean, terrible things that I had to sit through and watch.
A lot of people think CBC Radio is all about stuffy, highbrow, elitist people.
There's all kinds of dead air footage where
dead news talk radio, but
is a little more interesting.
This show Wiretap is one of the few. One of the stuff that I listen to.
It's
funny.
Well, you kind of blew it.
There's a lot of other shows on here. Some debating shows. Another one called The Debaters. What else is there? Debaters is really good. It's comedy guys doing mock debates on really weird subjects. You'd have to just check it out. Maybe if I catch it, I'll do a sample of that one day. But I also listen to another show called, what is it, Cross Country Checkup. That's like once a week on Sundays. This thing keep playing in the background while I talk here. But yeah, The reason why, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how I got into all of this. Well, I do know how, but
you're talking about a spy cam.
I mean, I'm a
spy cam. Is your word?
I'm a
this is a total man of color invasion of privacy.
And grew up pretty urban, pretty hip hop, if you will. And I don't know. This is just a side of me that I guess maybe that thing's too loud. A side of me, CBC Radio. True Canadian, true Canadian in me just shining through, I guess. I don't know. I'm also been told I'm an intellectual, and that's the other reason why I listen to this stuff. And this is kind of the things that inform my music, inform my perspective on the world. It informs who I am, and I don't know. I'm just trying to give people a good picture as who Henry Shell is. But it's not all about hip hop, not all about rapping, it's not all about music. It's not all about superheroes, it's not all about, you know, fantasy, sci-fi and all that. Those are the things that how I express myself. But you know, CBC Radio, this kind of stuff I've been playing to you, and you know, the rock and roll music in my MP3 player, and you know, the fresh years of hip hop and urban culture, the 80s and the 90s. Those are the things that inform my art. Those are the things that are deep inside. The things that I draw emotion from and experience from. Draw intellectual information, his stuff about the world, pop culture, history. That's where I get all. That's what really colors my art, and really, you know, that's where I draw inspiration from. And you know, I don't know really what else more to say. This is just a real random rant. I'm going to tie it all in together at some point, but I'll just leave you guys a little more of this CBC Radio. Try to give you guys a little culture, if you will. Canadian culture.
Gregor, I'm going to move.
Move all you want. I got motion capture cameras.
No, I'm going to move from this apartment. Do you understand?
Listen, Johnny, if you want to move, go ahead and move. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'll even set up your new place for you.
No, you're not even coming in the door of my new place.
But seriously, would you do me one tiny favor? Would you put on a motion capture blue skin suit? It would really help me with the focal range.
Wiretap today, you heard Howard Chakowitz, Gerard Bruce, Joshua Carpatti, and Gregor Ehrlich. Wiretap is produced by Jonathan Goldstein, with Mira Bergwin-Tonic and Crystal Duhane. Tune into Wiretap Saturdays at 9:30 and Thursday evenings at 11:30.
So that's about it.
You can also hear Wiretap.
That's about it. And in general,
satellite radio 137.
Before I go, let me just say this, that
through our website at cbc.ca.
Wiretap, CBC Radio, and the type of programming they do, you know, real in-depth documentary style features in audio format. They've become pretty much my inspiration over the last 2 years. What am I talking about? I've been listening to this stuff for like the last 5-6 years now. And this, along with podcasting, listening to all. I just kind of fell into the world of podcasting. Listening to podcasts, when I say that, through my last job, my last full-time job over the last 5 years, it allowed me the benefit of being able to listen to music while I'm at work on the internet. But you can only listen to so much music. After a while, it just gets tired. When you're at work 8 hours a day in front of a desk, you know, it gets monotonous. So 3-4 years ago, I fell into in search of looking for something more to preoccupy my time while I'm at work. I fell into listening to podcasts around the internet, and I found a million and one podcasts of different subjects, different interests. And over the 3 years, 3-4 years, I've developed a passion for it, the audio format. And here we are today, 2010. I've been thinking about doing a podcast for a long time, at least probably a year and a half, 2 years, and I've attempted a couple times to get it started, but even with my brother, CDH Live, and the HOD Productions, I attempted to do so a couple times, but I guess the time wasn't right. I never really had all the right resources, but sorry, I just realized as I was listening to the end of this CBC radio show that it was, made sense to just talk about this, so that's why I'm doing it. The show is done, let me put on some music. Let me put on some music again, see what's going on in the CDs. Here we go.